brothers and my sisters, if you don't tap in to the human values, you become an animal. You become a complete animal to the point where you murder a six-month-old child. You shed the blood of an infant. My parents in the audience who have newborns have been a six-month-old child. And equally so, how big is the neck of a six-month-old child? It's what? This big? It's this big? Whatever size it is, did it deserve a three-headed arrow that was meant for camels? All he wanted was water. But when you don't fight your lust, when you don't refine your soul, you become an animal. Everything is instinctive. You become blind. Not one human value inside of you. He's simply asking for water for his son. Not one person went for his home. Now stop what you're doing. Let me give Eliezer some water. Not one person. Why? Entire animalistic being. When Imam Hussein went inside the Khaymah and Rabab was complaining about the thirst of Ali Asghar, Imam Hussein grabs Ali Asghar and takes him out towards the enemy. And he says, look, your battle is with me. This six-month-old child is innocent. That my son hasn't had water in days. If you can just spare some water, even if you think I'm going to drink the water, I'll place Ali Asghar on the plains of Karbala. You come give him water yourself. My brothers and my sisters, they say in the books that when Imam Hussein was holding Ali Asghar, he wasn't moving Ali Asghar. Have you ever asked yourself why? For my parents in the audience, when your child is hungry or thirsty, the child cries a lot, moves around a lot, makes a lot of noise. But Ali Asghar was not only quiet, but he was still as well. Have you ever asked yourself why? Understand that when a fish comes out of the water, and that fish is dying to go back inside the water, it goes through four stages. It goes through four stages. The first stage of that fish is that it falls on its stomach and back, stomach and back, stomach and back. When it gets no water, it simply stops doing that and the tail goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The third stage of that fish is that when it gets no water, it opens its eyes, it closes its eyes. It opens its eyes, it closes its eyes. The fourth final stage of that fish, when it has no hope for water, it simply remains still. His mouth opens, his mouth closes. His mouth opens, his mouth closes. They say that Ali Asghar was in the lap of Imam Hussein. He was still. He didn't move at all. His mouth opened, his mouth closed. His mouth opened. His mouth opened, his mouth closed. At that moment, you know, Mukhtar, when he caught Khurmala and he sat him down and says, Khurmala, tell me what happened on the day of Ashura, Khurmala. Tell me what you did on the day of Ashura. He says, Mukhtar, I shot seven arrows, four hit, three missed. Shabi Ashura, my brothers, tomorrow's day of Ashura. Open up your hearts, inshallah. Four of them hit, Khurmala says, three missed. Mukhtar says, which four hit? Tell me which four hit. He says, the first arrow, I pierced the chest of Abdullah ibn Hassan, the son of Imam Hassan. When he came out in the day of Ashura, defending his uncle, said, if you want to kill my uncle Hassan, kill me first. I was the one that shot that arrow that killed that young boy. What about your second arrow, Allah? My second arrow hit the eye of Abu Fazl ibn Abbas and allowed him to fall from the horse. That was the one that struck him with that. What about your third arrow? He said, my third arrow really hurt me, Mukhtar. That was the one that I dipped in poison. And on the day of Ashura, I aimed at Hussein's chest, and I hit Hussein's chest with a poison arrow. That was the arrow that made him fall from the horse. What about your fourth arrow, Hurmalah? What about your fourth arrow, Hurmalah? He says, Mukhtar, what do I tell you? Umar bin Sa'd said, Hurmalah, what are you waiting for? This child thirsty, quench his thirst. I picked up a three-headed arrow that I used on animals. I aimed it at this boy's neck. I released it. At that moment, the arrow hit the neck of Ali Asghar. Blood spilled everywhere. Imam Hussein took the blood of the six-month-old child, speared it on his own face. May Allah not show that to any father at any time in their life. At that moment, Imam Hussein takes the six-month-old Ali Asghar, walks towards the khaymah. He stops. He walks back against the khaymah. He stops seven times. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How do you tell the mother of a six-month-old child that I went to go get your son some water? But this is what happened. At that moment, he calls out, Babab, come and help me bury my son. Tell yourself, Zulfiqar, I'll say this to you, Zulfiqar. You've done a lot. You've cut off heads. You've killed enemies. Have you ever dug the grave of a six-month-old child?